Welcome, great patriotic friends, to August 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. One of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm a proud patriotic American. And hopefully you're listening because you are also a proud patriotic American. I assemble this podcast from beautiful San Diego, California, right in the tool shed of my own backyard. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate or refinancing, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call, 619-507-4906. That's 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand up. Let's all stand up. Face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's headlines. Hawaii becomes the 50th state. The Lincoln-Douglas debates begin. Hampton patents Venetian blinds. And Burroughs comes up with the adding machine. Benny Goodman plays swing. And Babe Ruth hits his 600th homer. All right, so now let's do this.
1959. Hawaii becomes America's 50th state. America has toppled 14 governments between the 1893 coup of Hawaii and the occupation of Iraq. Stephen Kinzer, in his book Overthrow, America's Century of Regime Changes, has stated, "The outcome has never been good." It's a good debate, nonetheless. And like Hawaii, it's like saying that Hawaii flourished thanks to America and the sugar industry, but sugar causes cancer and kills people. And the debate goes on. Many local Hawaiians still don't like Americans, comparing Americans to invading imperialists. But Hawaiians can at least complain in whatever language they want, as opposed to the Japanese that they would be speaking if it weren't for America. And that is the big rebuttal for Mr. Kinzer's point. Of course, this isn't a poli-sci class. This is U.S. history. So, that said, let me get to the fun part about Hawaii. Did you know that it's the only state in the U.S. that grows coffee? I mean, that's worth a U.S. overthrow right there! I'm just kidding, relax. Hawaiian has only 12 letters in the alphabet, all vowels, A-E-I-O-U, and consonants, H-J-L-M-N-P-W. From east to west, Hawaii is the widest state, and it supplies one-third of the world's commercial pineapples. It is also the worldwide leader in harvesting macadamia nuts and orchids.
1858. Lincoln Douglas debates begins. In this corner in the blue shorts, elected to Congress in 1846 in the House of Representatives, trying to ban slavery in new territories, opposing the Kansas-Nebraska Act, and leader of the new Republican Party to try and take the Senate seat in Illinois, Abraham Lincoln. And in this corner, in the gray shorts, also elected to Congress in 1846, now incumbent of the Illinois Senate seat, seeking his third term for the Democratic Party, Stephen Douglas. Yes, Lincoln and Douglas had already spoken to the town public in Springfield, where Lincoln gave his famous, "A House Divided Could Not Stand" speech, and once in Chicago, where Douglas opened up his campaign. The two men now agreed to take on the rest of the counties in Illinois. Tens of thousands of folks came in to watch these debates from all over Illinois and surrounding states, coming in by horse and buggy and boats and trains. And ding, ding, it was on. Lincoln proposed that Douglas's sovereignty position, which allowed the individual states and territories to decide about the slavery issue by themselves, was an irresponsible conflict that would spread throughout the Union. And the mere concept of slavery went against the country's founding fathers' belief that all men are created equal. Douglas obviously disagreed. "Our founding fathers were slaveholders," he stated, "and issues such as slavery needed to be decided by the people on the local level." Lincoln argued that the moral debate of slavery would not go away. And Douglas argued, stating the federal involvement to end slavery could lead the nation into a civil war. Douglas would wind up winning the debates in the end, even though I don't see his mug on the $5 bill. And it were these debates that helped to catapult Lincoln into the national spotlight, eventually leading to his election as President of the United States.
1841, John Hampton patents the Venetian blinds. Thanks, John. All right, 1888, William Seward Burroughs patents the Atom Machine. Why? Because Seward worked at a bank as a clerk and got bored with counting numbers all day. That's why. Now, of course, there are already Atom Machine prototypes in existence, but they were flawed and most of the time gave out incorrect numbers. Burroughs resigned from the bank and worked on his Atom Machine, patenting it in 1888. 1935, America goes from big band to swing this night when Benny Goodman played at that Palomar Hotel in Los Angeles. African-American jazz musicians already dominated the music scene, led by Duke Ellington, Jimmy Lansford, Benny Moten, Cab Calloway, and Fletcher Henderson. On August 21st, 1935, Goodman played in front of thousands of young people and millions heard it on the radio across the country. Swing music would continue to rule the 1930s and 40s. And finally, 1931, Babe Ruth hits his 600th home run.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for August 21st on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. Have you ever been to Hawaii? What did you think? Have you ever been to Pearl Harbor? I went to Pearl Harbor when I was 18 a long time ago. I remember walking away from it very depressed. What about the Lincoln-Douglas debates? What was your take on that? So yeah, let me know what you think about all that and more. I also have a multiple choice quiz for you. So good luck with that. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Battle of Catlett Station. William Kelly, he came up with a steel that's practical for building material. America wins the World Cup. The Camden 28 raid. And so much more, so be sure to check it out. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you tomorrow.